Man, I just want to say it is so nice having, I keep saying it, but you know, it's just a crazy little thing doing podcasts on your own. Like, I'm just doing podcasts, almost doing a podcast a night almost, at least for the past week. Like, I have more podcasts in the queue of me to need to, like, you know, fix up and edit and then schedule more than, you know, than I have time to do. Like, I don't even know. Like, I probably have like a 5 in the queue, but still, it's cool. It's kind of cool being able to just make it whenever I want, not having to rely on a co-host in a way. But what is this podcast going to be about? Well, let me tell you. Hello, hello, this is Jabari Squiz. I mean, today we're going to be talking about, I actually forgot what it was going to be about. It's going to be about how to deal with being a creator or whatever, like making a product, making a content or whatever, when you have no views at all, like just none. Because, you know, that I think that is a pretty common thing. You know, it's more uncommon to be someone who has over, say, 10,000 views than it is common. You know, just like I said, that 5% are the people who make 99% of the content. And it's probably the same with, you could probably use that 5-95 rule with everything. The 5% of the people who make content actually get views, and that 95% get nothing. So how do you deal with being someone who gets no views? Well, one of the things, because, you know, I've been there. Not everyone's, you know, just popped out of nowhere. I mean, I'm still there. I'm not going to say I've been there and act like I've, you know, been out of there. I'm still in that position because, you know, even with my YouTube channel, The Dancing Taco, the only videos that are popular are, you know, the anime videos. And I already said I'm not making those anymore. So the only so if I were to upload more videos, which I will soon, I'm probably going to do a vlog type thing. But if I were to, whenever I upload more videos, you know, it's going to be like starting all over again. I might get 1,000 views max. Because, you know, that's not what my subscribers are there for. They're not there for vlogs. They're there for anime. And I know that Papante Piff was like, oh, you know, you should always make some views or make some things for your old fans or whatever. I'm like, no, not me. Because it's like, you know, I don't rely on the fans. I didn't make videos for those fans to begin with. I made them for kind of myself, and the extra views were nice. And I think that's a way you have to kind of view your content. It's like, maybe some people make it specifically to make and become big, but I don't think that's a reliable or accurate way of doing things, because, you know, not everyone's going to make it big. So how do you continue making videos? So then maybe one of your videos are the ones that make it big. You just have to continue making videos for yourself, not for the views, for yourself. Now, you can still keep improving your videos. That doesn't mean you just make trash. You'd be like, well, at some point you're going to subscribe to me. No, you got to keep improving. But, you know, those improvements are need to be more for yourself, not for those viewers. Because if you keep doing it for the views, and when you don't get those views on each video where you improve so much, you're just going to be like, dang, I'm wasting my time. So how do you do that? How do you, like, keep, you know, caring about, you know, your, like, personally, and not care about the views? Well, you know, that, I guess that's more of a personality thing. Like, you can have, like, more self-pride in your work and just be like, yeah, I deserve these views and they'll come someday. And honestly, I think that's how it should be, because you're, even if it doesn't, you have to be in that mindset that your views will come someday. That's why I always do that 50 years from now. People 50 years from now will listen, because I'm like, you know, someone is going to listen and like the content. It could be 10 years from now. It could be 10 seconds from now. It could be 10 months from now. It could be 50 years from now. It could be 50 freaking centuries from now. But someone, there is going to be one person who's listening to these exact words and like my content. Or maybe found, oh man, I'm inspired or whatever from what I say. Even if I'm dead and long gone from it, there'll be something, because, you know, I'm assuming, I hope, so the internet lasts, you know, forever kind of thing, or at least long enough for someone to listen to it. So, you know, there will be that person who listens. Like, if you're doing it for the money, you already failed, because that money's not coming when you have no views. So you might as well just look towards the future kind of thing. Think of it like some future investment kind of thing. So I think that's a good way to look at things, because you never know. You never know. And you don't want to change everything just for, like, you don't want to do content that you don't like just so you can get some cheap views. And then all of a sudden you're like, man, I hate everything I do. I hate the, like, oh, it's nice having a million views, but, you know, I have to do something I'm not really cool with or whatever. Or let's just say you make a million views and now you can't do anything else. Like, say with my anime content, you know, I could have kept making anime, and I could have especially kept doing anime that was super popular, because I kind of stopped doing that, especially my last video. Like, no one watches Izumi Gedeo, but it's like, I could have kept making anime content, and like, let's just say every new season of anime that comes out, like, oh, for the fall season, let me see what are the most popular shows and do the opening for those every time, every season. But it's like, I didn't want to be that type of creator. I didn't want to, because those are cheap views. And it's like, after a while, you know, not only because of the time and, you know, the time versus view kind of disparity thing, but it's like, at a point, it's like, that's not really what type of creator I was. I started the anime content just because I wanted to do it. But now I'm doing it, or I used to do it, because I felt like, in a way, I was forced to do it because I wanted to appease those fans so bad that, you know, I kind of lost a bit of my own self making those videos. But luckily I got out of that. But I think that's a big problem with a lot of creators. And you can't, you. The problem is, there are some creators who want to say that they're in that mindset, but then they change their content and then they hate it. They're like, oh, I don't get it. I'm not getting any views. It's like, you should know that. You knew that your fans only watch you for this certain content, and you wanted to switch your content because you wanted to do stuff that were fun. You can't hate now that you're not getting views because you knew that. Like, let's just say, who's someone who like completely flipped the switch. For example, I would say, I mean, this is just a rapper, but say Kid Cudi. He made that one album that, you know, was not taken as well, even though I like that album. I forgot what it was called. It's the one where he looks kind of crazy, like screaming in the air and the freaking distortion, like, you know, spiral distortion or whatever. I like that album. I thought there were a couple good songs. I mean, I didn't like the Beavis and Butthead parts. I thought those kind of ruined to some of the songs when they just ended with some Beavis and Butthead. But I like the album. But apparently, you know, that kind of took a toll on that. His fans hated that album so much. They were like, oh, this sucks. This sucks. But you can't listen to your fans all the time. The fans are stupid sometimes. Like, some fans just want the same thing over and over and over again. It's like, some people say Kid Cudi at that time, he didn't want to keep making the same thing over and over and over again. The reason why those fans even liked him in the first place was because he was different. Like, say the first Man on the Moon, Day and Night, Day and Night. That song was different from the usual, you know, kind of rap songs. Like, you didn't hear stuff like that back then. No one did. It was like its own thing. Like, at least the way he was rapping, the way his music was. So it's like, you know, if you're going to make another big shift, you have to be in that same mindset as you were back then. It's like, I don't know, but did Kid Cudi know that he was going to be as popular as he was with his different type of music? I would assume not, because it wasn't the same type of music that made the big money back then. Same with Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper made a wedding album. I don't know how much it affected him, but I just know that his fans hated that wedding album. And like, yeah, it wasn't the best album, to be honest. Like, I'll even admit it wasn't the best album, but it wasn't terrible. But, you know, the fans basically, oh, it's the worst album ever. Oh, he's just, It's like, you gotta ignore those fans. Those fans are dumb. They just want the same thing. They want to get that same feeling that they did when they first listened to you over and over and over and over again. But that's not a thing that happens. Like, you can't get that nostalgia back. Like, you can re-listen to the album, but if he just made a freaking acid rap part 2 and an acid rap part 3 and an acid rap part 4, it's like, you'll get tired of it after a while because it's the same thing. What made acid rap special was because it was special. If you keep doing certain things over and over and over again to appease your fans, like, you can't blame anyone but yourself for, like, you know, feeling like crap afterward or being like, dang, I don't have the passion I used to do. But then you also have to expect that when you do these big changes, you know, it's not going to be successful every time. Of course, it's not going to be successful. If you change your style, you know, first time, it's not going to be successful or whatever. You're going to have to, you know, figure it out. And you're not going to get, not everyone's going to be appeased by it. Everyone's not going to be happy. But that's expected because, like I said in the last podcast, their internet is stupid. Like, they'll just hate everything until later. Then later, they'll look back and be like, oh, wow, this was amazing. So basically, I wish I said in the last podcast, but you have to give yourself, if let's just say you have fans already and you're about to change your style, you gotta probably give yourself 3 years. 3 years to then finally listen to what the fans say. Because the fans will just flip-flop all the time. I'm trying to think of an album. There was an album that came out. People hated it when it came out. And then after it came out, people loved it. I think it was a Kanye West album. Probably every Kanye West album. People were like, well, every Kanye West album after My Dark Beautiful Twisted Fantasy or whatever. People were like, oh, this one sucks. It's nothing like this. And then 3 years pass and they're like, oh, this song, this album was amazing. Oh, it made me feel so, oh man. But this new album, it sucks. And then you wait 3 years and you're like, oh wow, actually that album was so amazing, but oh, this new album, it sucks. It's like, you cannot listen to your fans. The fans are just there to make you feel good in a way, like the numbers in a way. You cannot listen to any of the things that they say, or at least you have to really, really make sure that what they're saying is, you know, not dumb. Because half of the time, I swear, some of these fans, I mean, I'm not saying anything about my fans because I don't really have any fans, but like some of these fans of other people, crazy, actually insane. But yeah, that's about it. I might call this a mini wisdom because this is only 12 freaking minutes. I don't know what else to say. I think I really said everything I wanted to say. So yeah, that was a mini wisdom. A mini whiz. So that's about it. I will